It's the 18th of September. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Two polls taken in mid-Bedfordshire show no clear favourite in the by-election to be held on the 19th of October. An opinion poll taken last July showed Labour's Alistair Stratham in the lead by 28%, followed 4 points behind by Conservative Party Festus Akinbusoi. The same poll also has Gareth McKay, who is running as an independent with a strong position in third, ahead of Liberal Democrat Emma Holland-Lindsay. A more recent poll taken on the 16th of this month by Survation had both Labour and the Tories tied at 29%. Prominent issues include dual representation in the wake of their previous MP's absence, the cost of living, a new home construction, and the lack of medical and dental facilities. The deadline for those wishing to participate will be 4 p.m. on the 22nd of September. A man in his early 20s was caught engaging in sexual activity with a fellow passenger after a flight attendant opened the lavatory door during a EasyJet flight from Luton Airport to Ibiza. Although those seated nearby cheered and applauded at the moment of discovery, sexual acts in a public restroom is an illegal offence, and the flight was met by police when the aircraft landed. Judge Michael Simon at Luton Crown Court has requested a review of procedures utilised by Bedfordshire Police related to the murder of Sarah Albone by her ex-partner Matthew Waddle. He said the case had been brought before police on several occasions as high risk before her body was discovered in a suitcase and placed inside a wheelie bin for 3 months on her property. The judge said, "I would encourage a full review to consider any lessons learnt to prevent other deaths in domestic context." All Ears, a part of Bedford's High Street since 1989, is due to reopen on the 25th of September following its temporary closure in February. The step in front of the store has been removed and its facade has been refurbished in the historic style of other refurbished retailers in the area. That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.